The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. So many people who say they are believers in Jesus Christ as their Master and Savior seem to be so hesitant about participating in government. Nearly half of them are not even registered to vote. I believe this reveals a much deeper problem than just avoiding government involvement. It shows a lack of understanding, or you might say ignorance, of what the Bible says of the position believers have in Christ. While in my 20s, I was struggling with my walk with Christ. Some days I'd be mostly obedient. Some days I'd be mostly disobedient. I was told by many that this was the normal Christian life, that there would always be a struggle with the flesh, and only when we arrived in heaven would we ever have victory in this warfare. But I kept coming across passages in the Bible like, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And in John 10:10, Jesus had said, "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." And as I was earnestly praying to learn to walk in the victory over sin, which the Bible taught was the earthly right of God's people, the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to the truth in Ephesians 2:6 that states, "But God hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." I saw that just as God had raised Christ up to sit at His right hand in Christ, He had raised up every believer to sit there also. We who have been brought to repentance and faith in Christ by the Holy Spirit's work were seated right beside the Father on His throne. We were seated in Christ, who is seated at the Father's right hand. That meant I looked down on every happening on this earth. While living in my body, I'm still walking in the midst of earth's circumstances. The greater reality is that I'm now seated in Christ right beside the Father in heaven. That means I've been raised far above all circumstances, all temptation, discouragement, and defeat on this earth. If I recognize and believe in the moment Satan comes against me with these lies that I'm over him, because he's under the feet of Jesus and I'm in Jesus, then I know I have the authority to rebuke Satan and command him to leave with his lies. It is then I rule over my circumstances on earth by the grace of my position in Christ in heaven. Some years later, I realized that if God had raised us to sit in Christ as He sat beside the Father in the place of authority in heaven, who could be better qualified to rule in earthly government than those of us seated with Him in that place of authority in heaven? This agreed with Noah Webster's definition of the word vote. It means our solemn vow to God. This is why Samuel Adams, the father of our American Revolution, said, "Let each citizen remember at the moment he is offering his vote that he is executing one of the most solemn trusts in human society for which he is accountable to God and his country." In other words, we're going to give an account to God for if we voted and how we voted, because we're to reign in Christ in civil government in this earth. Believer, have you been living like you're seated in Christ in heaven? Shouldn't Christ get to reign through you in earthly government since He's placed you in Him in the place of authority in heaven? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.